Welcome back to the Voices of the Unknown, the podcast where we explore the stories that linger in our minds and make us wonder just how much we really understand about the world around us. I'm your host, Samuel Minor, and today's episode takes us to a quiet late-night train ride in Nairobi, a ride that turned out to be something I could never quite explain. So, it was a Friday evening, and the city was settling into its usual rhythm. If you know Nairobi, it has a way of buzzing, even at night. Cars weaving through traffic, street vendors calling out the last of their sales, and groups of friends laughing outside cafes. But once you leave the city center, that energy fades quickly, and the silence creeps in. I had boarded a late-night train headed out of town, tired from a long week of client meetings and deadlines. You know that feeling when your body just wants to shut down, but your mind keeps racing? That was me. I found a quiet carriage and slid into a seat by the window, letting the glow of the city lights blur into streaks as the train pulled away. At first, it was peaceful. Just me, the rhythmic sound of the tracks, and the occasional flicker of lights as we passed another station. But then, somewhere around the third stop, a man sat down from across me. Now, I didn't notice him bored. One moment, the seat was empty. The next, there he was. He looked ordinary enough. Worn-out leather shoes, a dark jacket that had clearly seen better days, and a face that was both unfamiliar and oddly familiar at the same time. The kind of face you feel like you've passed 100 times in the street without ever really noticing. For the first few minutes, we didn't exchange a word. I thought maybe he was just another late-night traveler trying to get home. But then, out of nowhere, he leaned forward, his eyes fixed on me, and said, "You know, you shouldn't ignore the signs." I blinked, confused. "The signs?" I asked. He nodded slowly, like a teacher waiting for a student to catch on. "The ones that tell you when it's time to leave, before it's too late." Now I'll admit at that moment, I laughed nervously. I thought maybe he was eccentric, maybe even a little unwell. But there was something about the calmness in his voice that unsettled me. It wasn't even a warning, shouted in fear. It was spoken like a statement of fact, like he already knew something that I didn't. I tried to push it aside. I looked back out the window, watching the trees blur into the darkness, but I could still feel his eyes on me. When I finally glanced back, he was smiling faintly, like he knew I was trying to convince myself that everything was normal. And then, as the train slowed for the next stop, he stood up. He tipped his head politely, almost like a bow, and walked down the aisle. I watched him step through the door at the end of the carriage, expecting to see him on the platform as we came to a halt. But when the doors opened and passengers shuffled, he was gone. Not just out of sight. Gone. Curious, I asked the conductor later about the man. The conductor frowned and shook his head. "This carriage?" he said. "You've been sitting alone since you boarded." I insisted. I described the jacket, the shoes, even the words he said. But the conductor just gave me a tired smile, the kind that says, "I've heard stranger stories on these late trains, but I'm not buying it." Still, the more I replayed the moment, the more unsettled I felt. Because here's the thing, I could still remember the smell of his jacket, faintly like smoke. I could still hear the voice echoing in my head. And most of all, I could still see his eyes. They weren't the eyes of a stranger. They were the kind of eyes that make you wonder if somehow he already knew you. Was it exhaustion? A trick of the mind brought on by the blur of the lights and the lull of the train? Or did I really meet someone or something that wasn't entirely from this world? I don't have the answer. Maybe I never will. But every time I step onto a train at night, I catch myself scanning the seats around me, half expecting to see that worn jacket, those tired shoes, and that faint, knowing smile. And I can't help but wonder, what signs am I missing? And what happens if I ignore them? Thanks for joining. This has been Voices of the Unknown. I'm Samuel Minor, and if you enjoyed today's story, don't forget to subscribe. Share this episode with a friend and join me next week as we uncover another mystery. Until then, keep your eyes open. And remember, some passengers don't need a ticket.